It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Proust. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants you can try, events you can participate in, beverages you can create. Basically, we have fun with food, beverages, and people as we share these games. We have our four wonderful sponsors of our show, and I hope you use them. They treat us so well. They're all local. They're also very fine. I have in the studio with me a growing radio personality, Rob Hicks. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
It's Saturday night.
Saturday night, Super Bowl Eve.
What's tomorrow?
Super Bowl.
What do you got for me? Fairbanks, Rob, the Eagles fan, his team plays tomorrow, and I've had to put up with his stuff for some time now, but his team has earned it. We're going to be at where tomorrow?
We're going to be at Big Daddy's. No, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to be Big Daddy's.
Tell us about Super Bowl food.
You want to just some of the stuff I've been looking up?
Yeah, and looking at
it's phenomenal, people. What we eat on the Super Bowl Sunday, I'm looking up some things here. We eat 112 million pounds of snacks on Super Bowl Sunday. Out of all that, 36% of all Americans got to have wings on, and they sell 1.4 billion wings during the Super Bowl.
And where are we going?
And we're going to Big Daddy's for some smoked wings. There's 11 million pounds of potato chips. You know, there's, you name it. I mean, it's just...
Go through it. What else you got?
Let's look at some chips. 11.2 million pounds of potato chips and 8.2 million pounds of tortilla chips, 4 million pounds of pretzels. And now you got to figure out all the dips and go with it. And yeah.
What about beverages? Did they bring anything out in beverages?
They're saying something about some beers down here. Let's see what they got about some beer. Let's see. Where was that? Oh, that's just the most expensive beers at... Oh, my goodness. It's $14.50 for a beer at the Super Bowl. Ouch.
that's a good 12-pack.
Yeah, that's at the game, so yeah. So yeah, it looks like... For pizza, it's a 350% jump that the deliveries and that the people order out on Super Bowl Sunday than a normal Sunday.
And other than probably Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's the number one food day.
It is.
Even though it's not a holiday, it's a holiday. And I always thought that on Monday should be recovery day.
It says it's the second day right behind Thanksgiving for calories consumed.
We will meet those expectations, I am sure.
I'm sure we will.
What time is game time tomorrow in Fairbanks? 2:30?
2:30. Yeah, I think the game comes in like the pregame's on probably all day.
Yeah, it starts on Saturday.
Yeah. You're probably right. But I think kickoff's 2:30.
Well, this month is cast iron month. We're looking at a few things cast iron. And I'm going to bring everyone through a few things that we did last week. Now, how to clean. When it's messy, rinse the remnants, rinse off. Simply wash your skillet with hot water. Pat it dry with not-so-beloved dish towel. Use an abused one, an old barbecue one that you've cleaned a couple times. That's if it's messy. If it's messier, when the residue won't wash away, use soap. It's a common misconception that cast iron and soap don't mix. Not so. Get your cast iron wet and warm water scrub gently with a scrub sponge or a brush and dry. Messiest bits seem to be glued to your cast iron. Go with one of two tassocks, coarse salt or chainmail. We talked about that last week. Toss a tablespoon of coarse salt in the skillet. Use a sponge to scrub salt pieces around the pan, especially in the problem areas. Once finished, throw away the dirty salt, rinse. Now, empty the skillet with warm water, dry with a clean but not special towel. And that's how you do it. Now, how do you store your skillet? Stash in a dry cabinet. A kitchen cabinet is the optimal storage space for your cast iron. Just make sure that it's dry. Excess moisture arrests cast iron in a hurry. Make drying thoroughly part of your cast iron cleaning routine. If you're keeping it on a stovetop, feel free to display your cast iron. This is what I do on the countertop of my stove. As long as it's moisture-free, it's a long way away from that kitchen sink. Or you can stow it in the oven. Ovens make a great storage space for cast iron, but only if your pans are free from wooden parts. Remember, don't have wood or rubber on as a handle on your cast iron because they're going to melt. Or hang on a hook. It's very good. And place paper towels between pans if you're storing them. So, now, cast iron is prone to rust. How do you take care of a cast iron rusty skillet? Well, first, score your skillet with a little bit of dish soap. Then use steel wool to scrub in small circles, focusing on the rustiest parts first. Continue until the original dark gray iron emerges. Rinse. Rinse the copper brown cleaning residue off in the sink. Use a softer soapy sponge to scrub again, buffing off any remaining residue or rust. Then you dry. Wipe your skillet clean with a dish rag. Again, the one you're not fond of. The old barbecue one that you've washed a few times. That's what I have. Place your skillet on the stove and turn the heat on for a few minutes. Any lingering moisture will evaporate. Then you wipe dry with paper towel. Then you re-season. We talked about that last week. Go get your Crisco oil. Take it and put it on the inside, the outside, the handle, everything about it. If you don't have a sheet pan to place underneath it, roll out some aluminum foil. Put it in the oven, 400 degrees, 1 hour. Turn off the oven. Let it sit there for another hour. Pull it out. Let it set. Let it rest. Then you take your paper towel and wipe it dry. Yep. And that's
pretty much
how you re-season and restore a rusty skillet. Not too bad. Not too rough.
It's going to smoke a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah. We smoke food? What the heck? Now, Rob, did you enjoy that steak sandwich that I gave you?
Oh, absolutely. It was delicious.
Before we came over here to do this, we had our cast iron food. That way we can present to you something we actually just ate. So what I did was I had beef tenderloin remnants, so I thought I'm going to make a steak sandwich for Rob. So I got out the remnants, and I put some olive oil in my cast iron, and I got it, turned it on medium high, turned the oven on to 350 degrees also at bake, and then I put a sear on the exterior of my remnants of the cast iron in the cast iron of this tenderloin. I had salt and peppered them. That was all I did. Put it at 350 degrees for 10 minutes in the oven. Pulled it out. Now, what I also have, that's the first step of the cast iron. But what I also have is I have a cast iron skillet that is used for what type of bread, Rob?
That's sourdough.
Panini.
Oh,
I made a panini sandwich, a grilled panini sandwich. And I have a cast iron skillet made specially for that. It has the ridges on the bottom. Then also on the top, it's a cast iron cover with the ridges on it. So what I did is I got sourdough bread, and I put butter on it, first level down. Then I took my steak after it rested for 10 minutes, sliced it thin. Before I put the steak on, I put some good provolone cheese down, one piece circular on each sandwich. Again, sourdough bread. Then I put my thin sliced steak on there. A lot of people are going to use like horseradish or something like that. What I did was I made a sauce made out of, we've put it on here before, made out of mayonnaise, horseradish, sour cream, honey, Lee and Perrins, minced garlic, and pepper. Mm. All rolled into one. I'd say, you start out, your biggest ingredient is your mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons for the 2 sandwiches. Then I let it rest while the sandwich was being formed. Then I put on top of the tenderloin, beef tenderloin, I put a nice helping of that. Put the final piece of bread on there, buttered the other side, put it in the panini press, put the top on. And what you have to be careful of is you have I have a square panini press, cast iron skillet, and I have a circular heat portion on my oven. So what happens is your bread cooks faster in the middle of the heat. So you got to be able to turn it around once in a while. That way you don't burn one side and burn the other. About 3 minutes aside, get nice and crisp, turned it over, did it again 3 minutes aside, pulled it off, let it rest for about a minute or two, sliced it diagonally. First bite, you had the crunch of the bread. Great, great texture. The steak was dominant. A hint of our mayo creation.
Yeah, the sweetness for the honey got
that
me.
Honey in there.
Yeah, that was nice.
The steak was good. The mozzarella cheese. It all was together, and it worked incredibly. I took a bite of that, and I thought, this is probably one of the best steak sandwiches I've ever had. And you, Rob, I know you're a little bit more picky about your steak sandwiches than me. But that was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah, it was like I said, that little hit of honey in there was really nice. I asked you about that. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
I made it for me.
Yeah.
But it was nice and crunchy on the outside, ooey gooey on the inside. Yum. Yeah. Yummy.
There you go. Now, again, there's so many ways you can use cast iron. So I used my regular cast iron one, and it's a cast iron with your plating on there, we'll call it. Used it as the sear in the skillet, then I used it in the oven. Pulled it out, then I had my cast iron panini sandwich maker, and it all worked. You know, I don't get to use that panini sandwich maker that often, but when I do, the way it compacted it, put the grill marks in there, it worked. It was like a professional panini bread sandwich.
It was nice. How do you get the top hot? That's basically just for the press.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
But also, you know, the heat, you know, comes still there. So the top, you know, your cast iron is radiating heat around it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get some on the top, too. So it has the grates on the top for the panini also.
Right.
And it just worked.
Yep.
It just worked.
It was very good.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Now, we're going to go through a second sandwich here. And the first sandwich was steak. And these are what I call remnants sandwiches that you got stuff in your refrigerator and you want to make a second sandwich. The first one I had uncooked beef tenderloin. This is, you know, small ends of it that I was able to get two sandwiches made out of. Now, if you have extra boneless, skinless chicken breasts, you can make up a really good sandwich with that. So what you're going to do is you're going to sprinkle your chicken with, with salt and pepper, and then you're going to heat it up in your skillet. You're going to heat it up, and probably use either olive oil or butter, doesn't matter, over medium heat, till the meat is no longer, cold. Set it aside, but then in a small bowl, you're going to combine some cheeses. I like to use fresh mozzarella cheddar, that's shredded. I like provolone, things like that. So you can use your cheeses. And then you're going to put your bread, I like sourdough.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, butter it, put it down, and then put your cheese on top of the bread. Then you put your chicken down. And then you can take things like you can put, Parmesan cheese on there, mint leaves chopped if you have them, or oregano or basil, maybe even a teaspoon of or two of capers drained, and put them on there. Then put your next layer of bread on there, and maybe even put on some lettuce if you want to do that. I don't, not on a grilled sandwich, but you might want to do that, or some grilled onion. Put it on top there, and then cap it with your bread. Heat it up. You can do this in your cast iron. Heat it up. Get it to where it's nice and browned, well browned, not burnt. Turn it over. Do it again. You're about 3-4 minutes aside. Pull it off. Let it rest for about a minute before you do it, because that way the cheese sets up. The cheese sets up. And bam, you're good to go. It's a lot of fun. It's a great sandwich.
Yeah, cooking lettuce doesn't get it for me.
No.
But, I mean, I'm going to lettuce, I'm going to put it on last at the very end when it's already cooked.
Yeah. And, if you have a Caesar salad dressing, you might use that instead of the one that I made up, a Caesar salad dressing, store-bought. Mm. Use that as your last layer of bread. It adds a nice little finish taste to it. These are ideas for you, Fairbanks. Ideas that when you got stuff in your refrigerator, and you got a cast iron skillet, and you have bread and cheese, this is what we can do. Always look and see what you have in your refrigerator. We don't waste food.
Nope.
We're at the end of the road here. We eat what we buy. But these are good ways to mix it up and have a great taste. A great taste. Now, the other night, I went out to the Turtle Club. They're well known for their prime rib and their prawns. But they have a bar menu.
They do.
And on that bar menu, they have their Turtle Club ribeye sandwich. They have two types of ribeye sandwiches. And that Turtle Club ribeye sandwich, served by the Christina, incredible bartender there. You got to go out and say hello to her anyway. Always moving, fluent, and doing everything, taking care of all the patrons there at the bar and in the bar. That sandwich that was served to me was what I call a two-day sandwich. It was, great bread, stuffed mozzarella cheese, the peppers, the onion, everything. And it's made from their prime rib. And that was just so good. Mm. I mean, man.
God.
And the only reason why I ordered it was because I saw someone else order it. I didn't go out there to get a sandwich. I was out there meeting a friend, having a beer. And then I saw that. I said, I got to try one of these. Rob, has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to do things. I'm more of spur of the moment anyway.
Let's go to breakfast. Where do you like to go to breakfast at?
I like, South Cushman Hometown?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I really like them. But I did go to the bakery the other day, and that was really good. I had a good breakfast. Me and Doug went over there. That was a
what
good
do you
breakfast.
Have for breakfast over there?
I got the country skillet.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. It was good. It had just about everything on it. So.
Yeah. That's why it's called country. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. I'll tell you a place, and I might as well give him a shout out. I went to Lemongrass the other night. I had one of the best. I usually don't get salmon and stuff like that out because I like cooking it myself, but I got it there, man.
And it Lemongrass, where's that at?
Over there by, what's that shopping center off of Geist, over by the Red Fox.
Okay.
What's
yeah.
that called? I can't remember what it's called.
Chena
something.
Pump Mall.
Yeah. But anyway, it was just delicious. It was just,
the lemongrass they're known for being Thai.
Yeah, it's Thai. It's definitely Thai. It
was, and they had a salmon dish.
Oh yeah, they had, and they
a
have
Thai
a couple,
salmon dish.
Oh yeah, and they have a couple of halibut dishes. Doug got the scallops. They look really good.
So that's the thing about Fairbanks, 30 to 32 Thai restaurants, and each one of them has some special nuance. And so here they are taking Alaskan seafood products and incorporating them into a Thai recipe and taste. That's great.
It was. It stepped it right up, man. It was wonderful. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. I went to the Pump House on Sunday. A friend of mine, Cindy, we went and had brunch out there.
We had brunch. How was it? I haven't been out to
great.
It since it geared.
Great.
Is it pretty much like it used to be, or is it?
Yeah, just like it used to be.
Good.
You know, They have a very good board of what you want. You know, do you want cheesy scrambled eggs or do you want your eggs Benedict? Do you want your potatoes? Do you want your bacon? Do you want your sausage link? Do you want your sausage patty? Do you want your fish? You want your cod? You want your ham? You want your prime rib? You know, this is on the main line. You want your biscuits? You want your gravy? You want your chicken strips, you know. So they give you about 10 to 12 items on their main line. But then they have their cheese board and they have their salad board area, too, with different fruits and vegetables you can get. So they have that. Mm. And then at the end of it, they have a really good dessert board. Mm. And, you know, so you're looking at this. And when I was done, I went home and took a nap.
Yeah, see, that's my problem. I got to go home and fall asleep for a little while after that, man.
But they give you mimosas, all you can drink mimosas.
Nice.
And they pre-make them so they're not, you know, overly strong with the champagne. And but it was just very good. Went out there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it's slowing down. It's probably really busy. It's from about 10:30 to about 12:30,
yeah,
I would think.
Sure.
People getting out of services in church. And so I really enjoyed it.
Hmm.
When are you going to go out there?
I don't know. That's on the list. When did they start that back up? A couple, 3 months ago? It's not been that long.
You know, if Fairbanks, if you're smart and you don't want to do any cooking tomorrow, go out there tomorrow, get your 2,000 calories, and then go sit on the couch and recover and watch football.
Yeah, because according to my website here, tomorrow's a 2,600-calorie day, so go have at it, Fairbanks.
So when we're at Big Daddy's, are you having beer or are you having a cocktail?
Just beer for me. Yeah, I start drinking that liquor, you know, it's not a good idea.
Oh, well, Rob, Werewolf Rob comes out. And you, yeah, okay, I'll know to... in case you guys start winning and you start getting too excited, I'll curtail any shots that are coming to
you. Oh, yeah. I can wait to go home for that.
Yeah, that's a fun thing I like about living near the downtown core. I'm going to be walking over. And I got the table reserved for 1:30, so I'll start walking about 1:15, get there at, you know, 1:20, 1:25, and bam.
I'm just parking at your house and I'll walk over with you for sure. Yeah. That's the way to go.
That's the way to make it easy.
I tell you, everybody out there, too, if you take it for somebody who's done it a few times, get up early, especially up here because everything's earlier up here.
Yep.
Make your stuff early. Don't be sitting there cooking during the game because you're going to miss the game. Get up early. Get your stuff cooked.
What's your favorite thing to cook on a Super Bowl or a football game?
It's not even that's my favorite thing. It's just one of them things I've always done is piggies in the blanket.
Oh.
You got to have piggies in the blanket. If I'm having a party, I'm having piggies in the blanket,
that's
man.
That's about as big. Oh, my God.
No, like I said, I'm old school, man. That's
loser.
No, I mean, I need a wings.
I like doing wings,
And I like making meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, stuff, and yeah, make finger foods. You know, yep. You don't want to get the China out for the Super Bowl, man. You know?
No, it's not a holiday, but it's a holiday.
That's right. And and you're right. It's the day off. And now I'm retired now. It don't matter to me. But the day after Super Bowl ought to be a holiday. It ought to be a paid holiday.
I will see what I can do with the city of Fairbanks for a city of Fairbanks people. And don't be calling in sick. Who's going to win?
I think it's going to be a really good game. What's the line? -1.5 for the Eagles?
I don't want to talk gambling on a food show, but I'm just saying it's -1.5.
I think it's going to be right there. I want the Eagles to win, but yeah. I could see it going either way. I think it's going to be a mistake. Somebody's going to fumble. Or it's going to be
quarter,
a pick or something like that. I think that's what it's going to be.
You know, you always want that game to finish the last 2 minutes when it concludes.
Yeah.
And that can do it. And, you know, I'm going to be over at Big Daddy's, and they have a very good beer selection. And, you know, you got to have a beer on a Super Bowl day.
Absolutely.
You got to have a beer
on a Super
Bowl.
Don't got to have too many, but you got to have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have a good selection over there. You know, Jeff and Jen, they run a great business. They've always taken care of me. They've helped me out in production of a lot of, you know, large events. And so I thought, you know, you were saying, what are we going to do? I said, you know, I'm just going to go to a place that's always taken care of me. And Big Daddy's takes care of Fairbanks when things like that. So Fairbanks, a shout out to Big Daddy's. They've been a sponsor here. Jen and Jeff have been in here many times. If you can get over there, they have their wonderful Wing Tuesday, they have wings, ribs, and tacos, and $1.50 each for those, and it's a great food on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I don't know the food lineup, but it's always good. They got great service. And then if you want a great sandwich, you want great barbecue, there you go. There you go. What are you looking at making for dinner this week there, Rob?
You know, you get in that funk once in a while, and I'm there. I just kind of made it all for a while. I think I'm just going to be, like you say, open the refrigerator up, see what's in there, and figure something out.
I got some bone-in chicken thighs to make, and I'm going to figure out something to do with that in these skillet, cast iron skillet. But I'm going to do a shrimp etouffee in my skillet this week. I'll let you know when I do that.
That's an etouffee. That's
a chef etouffee.
No, I'm trying to remember what that's a New Orleans dish, right?
It's a Cajun.
What is that, like a creamy sauce? I'm trying to remember what that is.
A little bit of cheese in there. You got celery in there, flour.
Oh yeah, man.
Chicken broth. You don't have any cheese in there. You get some tomato paste and stuff like that, and some hot cooked rice.
That sounds. It's like what's the other thing down there we like? Gumbo and all that. Jambalaya, that's the one I like. Love jambalaya.
Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Thank you for being with us. Rob, thank you, sir.
Thanks
was that a good sandwich
on.
You had?
That was a great sandwich.
That was a great sandwich, that's right. One more time, was that a great sandwich?
That was a great sandwich.
Okay, Fairbanks, hopefully you have, I don't know if your team's going to win tomorrow, but have great food. Enjoy yourself. It's the American tradition.
Right.
That Premier League soccer. Wimpy stuff. It's American football, and tomorrow's the Super Bowl, and enjoy yourself.
Most importantly, be safe out there, people. Be safe.
Uber if you have to.
There you go.
And we'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.